is not a small matter. So often we want to act like our sin is. We want to brush it under the rug. We want to hide it away. We don't want to talk about it. We don't want to deal with it. But God's wrath is revealed against our sin because it's not a small matter. It's not a weakness to overlook a mistake to ignore. Sin is rebellion against the very one who created us, against the very one who sustains us and even gives us breath and life. And what kind of sin does Paul say God's wrath is directed towards? Notice again there in verse 18, it is plainly that he tells us here, it's against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth, who push down the truth. So understand this, the tragedy isn't simply that we sin. The tragedy is that we actively suppress the truth that God has revealed. In other words, God has shown his light into this world. In fact, when you think about Christmas coming up, you read back in the book of Isaiah that he tells us that a light was coming to a world of darkness. God shone that light when he sent Jesus into this world. He had been shining that light for centuries before. And people put their hands over their eyes. God speaks and people cover their ears. God reveals himself and people push that revelation aside. That's why God's wrath is being revealed. Not because God is cruel, but because people continually refuse the truth that could save you. So many people ask, but well, why would, you know, I've always heard God is a loving God. Why would a loving God judge anybody? Isn't love enough? Listen carefully. True love does not ignore wrongdoing. If your child's out playing in the street in traffic and you love them, would you say, oh, just go ahead, Johnny, go play it out in the street? That would not be loving, would it? But if you got onto Johnny and you told Johnny, get out of the streets, you're going to get hurt. Get back over here. You're in trouble. That's what you ought to be doing. That's the expression of love. So you wouldn't say, okay, go ahead. You would try to stop them. And God's wrath is his loving justice protecting his creation from the destruction